This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
On another disturbing breakdown. Now this is a Thursday podcast. We go get into some things. We go talk about what gonna end the world. Basically, this supposed to be apocalypse or doomsday, as they call it. We gonna talk about these things because the masses have it in their head that these people gonna actually tell them these event that gonna end the world or might cause a supposed to be doomsday. We gonna talk about it and let you understand some things, because they want to play some things in your mind or your brain to make you believe that, yes, this is what it might be. All supernatural bullshit. They tell you're going to cause doomsday. So we're going to talk about it and get into it as we break down this Thursday podcast. Much respect to everybody. Let's run it,
Brian,
and get into it.
Nice to meet you. Brian,
hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. I'm Brian. Nice to meet you.
We met up with Tom Dundas and his neighbor Mark at a gas station in the middle of rural South Dakota. And we followed them on a long drive through the...
And they're going to tell you this is South Dakota because it's a lot of basically wasteland in those areas. They're going to show you and tell you it's rural areas, but nobody lived there. So pay attention to where they're going to run this psyop on the masses right here.
Listen. To Vivos X Point, a community that feels like it's at the end of the earth.
And that's by design. Listen.
We go through several security gates of the old army base, and then
Old army base. You listening? So this right here, they tell you that these people in these areas right here in South Dakota, they're the one who believe so much in doomsday. Remember, I just did a podcast and I break it down and even put a clip from the supposedly, you know, owner of Facebook. You remember that Mark Zuckerberg faker that they give to the people? Yes, so he supposedly have a doomsday bunker that he pay all. Maybe they say it's $100 million to put together for a doomsday bunker. They tell you exactly where he put it to show you that it is a hoax. But what's up with the supposedly doomsday people that everybody basically, you know, getting prepared for? Prep a stash and find a hole in the ground to hide? Are you kidding me, people? The apocalypse or the supposed doomsday not gonna involve none of these things that they're telling you right now. And after this, I'm gonna get into it and show you the possibilities. What might cause doomsday? I do a lot of videos on it just to show you they might tell you some things, but they're never gonna tell you the truth. What gonna cause doomsday? Listen.
All the mounds in the ground. Bombs used to be stored in these bunkers during World War II. Now people live here.
I was looking at the brochure. It says nuclear pandemic, terrorism, asteroid, super...
Yeah. Listen to what the possibilities that they're talking about, people. And grown folks supposed to be participating in this shit right here. And listen what they're hiding from, people. And then you understand what this podcast is about. They're going to try to paint a picture in your head about the apocalypse, the end of the world and the destruction, but they're never going to tell you what it's going to be. So basically, I'm going to tell you what it is or what they're going to use to bring this doomsday right here. None of what they tell you. So listen right here and pay attention to where they're going with it.
Volcano, tsunami, solar flare.
You hear that? Volcano, tsunami, and all of them things is man-made. You have to remember that all of them is man-made events. The only thing gonna destroy the world and cause a supposed doomsday, you know what it is? Yes, the fallen angels put some shit together and hand it down to the masses. It gonna be some kind of order out of chaos. That's what the MO is. And of course, they got you to believe in all of these things that they put on the table. So, of course, it's building up to give you an apocalypse, a doomsday. Listen.
I mean, there's a lot of things out there that you could be worried about. I think the biggest thing is you go to big towns and the amount of crime and everything that goes on, you're really not safe anymore.
Yes, people, you're running from crime. You're not safe anymore. Do you believe that the supposed to be crime that they're supposed to be scared of can cause a doomsday apocalypse? 100% no. So you can X that off if you have a chart. Listen.
The amount of population that's out there, I think, is a big deterrent for a lot.
Okay, the amount of population that's out there, you can also X that out. The population, that's not going to be a part of the apocalypse. So crash that off also. Listen.
People, they don't really like the name preppers out here, or doomsday. But they're getting ready in case something really, really bad happens.
Like what? Something bad, or really bad happen? Like what? Something that you can actually hide from if you got enough canned goods, or if you're hiding a deep enough hole? Unbelievable bullshit they're selling you here, people. When they're ready for you, remember, you are in society. This bunker or this supposedly doomsday spot right here, you don't live in there right now. So that mean the doomsday gonna hit you. You're never gonna make it to these spots, because the problem is you're gonna sit there and wait for the same people who want to kill you to alert you on this device, and then you're gonna go hide in the doomsday bunker. Do you understand what I'm saying? You better make that shit for you to live in, if that's the case, because what you're really doing is putting it to be on the side as a reserve, or, you know, in case you need it. That's what you're putting it there for. So you're not going to be there 24/7, at least not till you get the news that the apocalypse is coming from the same people who bring you the apocalypse and want you to be in it. They want you to be involved in it all the way to the neck, and they're the one who's going to tell you when to run to this bunker. It's dumb shit, people. It's time for you to wake up. The destruction of mankind is only way you can basically stay away from it is wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Because remember this, if you're stupid enough to watch the news and these things and take advice from these people from the airwaves and poisoning the masses' brain, then of course you're not going to escape the doomsday. You're going to be exactly in it just when you're thinking that you're hiding from it.
The community is built to be totally self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. There's 533 of these bunkers out here, and I'm told about 200 have sold so far. Sales have been picking up. They're selling
about... So guess what they did, people? So this is how you understand what's going on. And I never miss. So it's the same government people come here, build these bunkers. Because remember, they tell you already it was something from World War II or whatever they tell you it is. So it's a government place. They tell you they used to store bombs and them things, people, which later on they're going to tell you the people who basically go here are going to be poisoned from those, you know, poisons, chemicals and powders and these things that they used to make bombs. Because you used to store bombs there, and now you can store people there and food. Get out of here. This is bullshit for the dumb masses. Government shit right here. So the government put the bunker together and selling them to the people. And like I show you with the Mark Zuckerberg, they only want the people to see that and do the same. So yes, he got a bunker for $150 million. It's nothing for you to buy one for about $40,000 or $50,000 right here in the South Dakota desert. This is how they do it, people. All fooling the dumb masses. They will never know when the earth gonna end and what gonna destroy them right here. The same people building them a damn bunker to hide.
6 or 7 every single month. Mm-hmm. The cost is $55,000.
There you go, that's people. $55,000. Yes, it's nothing, right? I'm telling you, man, the world is dumb. 100%, and everybody's buying in to the damn trickery. What a shit for the masses right now. In the end times, it's gonna be easier for them to pull off the apocalypse because you actually believe in them. Listen who bringing it to you, people. The news right here. Mainstream news right here bringing you this shit all over the world to let you see this right here about bunkers you can hide from the apocalypse. It's a joke.
For the bunker, then you have to build out the inside. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive area out here.
Go back again.
They're selling about 6 or 7 every single month. Mm-hmm. The cost is $55,000. That's just for the bunker. Then you have to build out the inside.
You hear that, people? The $55,000 is just for the bunker, just for the supposedly empty space that you're going to hide in. And then you got to build out the inside. I don't know what you're going to build in there. But pay attention here.
It's a massive area out here, about 7,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of ex-military. Mm-hmm. We have an awful lot of ex-law enforcement.
Hear that, people? He talking about the people who already reserve a bunker. The people who already buying the bunker. He talking about ex-military and ex-police. What a damn joke, people. It's a hoax. Don't buy into it, people. What a damn joke. So they're selling you space in the ground. Tell you it's underground bunker for you to hide from the apocalypse. It's a joke, people. Just like you see them creating new homes for the people nowadays. Tiny homes and foam homes. All of these things they're creating, they're finding place to put the masses. You don't get it. Wow, the world gonna change as you know it. Yes, the people gonna be hiding in bunkers. So how they got to do, people? No lie. The government sent out a supposed to be warning and tell you that a meteorite flare or some type of shit going on with the sun. Oh my goodness, it's dumb. 100%. And the people gonna go underground and go hide in a damn bunker. Wow, you don't get it, people. It's just a trick. 100% trick. The people who want to kill you in the apocalypse will never tell you to get away from it.
There are people that are teachers, that are, you know, telecommuters. Yes, there's people that, you know, you have to have Starlink out here. There's people that are teachers, that are, you know, telecommuters. There's people that...
Telecommunicators? Wow, all fake they're giving you right here, people. Continue.
You have to have Starlink out here. That's the only internet you have, but it works very, Look very at well. People. So people live out here and they telecommute and do their job.
I'm going to ask you a question. Say, for instance, you're in one of these bunkers, supposedly, and you get one of those earthquakes that they always show you happen. Tell me, people, what gonna happen if you hide under the ground, where you actually surrounded by the ground? Are you kidding me? The one that's shaking. So that's a no-no, people. Okay, so remember what he mentioned at first as far as what you're gonna be hiding from. In this apocalypse, he mentioned earthquake and tsunami. You can't hide underground from no earthquake. You definitely can't go underground from no tsunami. You got it, the tsunami's water taking over the supposedly dry land. So yes, if you're under the ground, the water gonna saturate it down there, and that's how you're gonna be dead. Okay, if the earthquake shake with you in the ground, what gonna happen? You got a hollow space in the ground? With an earthquake, as you told us, yeah, you're going to crumble and then you're going to be caved up in there. You're going to be trapped in there, if not dead and crushed. So tell me, people, what is they doing here? It's all bullshit. They got exposed. Bam.
Right out of their bunkers. So some people are interested in moving up here. Other people are interested in having a place to bug out to, if that's what they want.
So this is one of these bunkers that's been built out. It's a little loud outside because they've got the generator.
Look at what they got right there. Pay attention. It's one door to get in. Got an F, and I guess that's 805. All coding.
These bunkers that's been built out. It's a little loud outside because they've got the generator going, but they got these bomb-blasted doors.
Wow, people. So they're running generators to basically run electric in there? This is a joke right here, people. It's a hoax. 100%. Don't get caught up in this bullshit. Wow, it's a government operation. So you got a supposedly generator running right there. Listen.
Which are really heavy and heavy kind doors. Of difficult to open.
Difficult
and once
to
you
open.
Got that open, you come inside. You There's another very, very secure door. The electrical room is right here. There's some storage on the other side.
Watch this, people. Take a look. They got propane hanging out on the side right there. Wow. Okay, you're going to live with that right there? Okay, let's watch.
Storage on the other side.
Explosion.
You never know, but the inside.
Look, you got another door again.
It's actually quite nice. Almost kind of feels like a fancy.
So this is what they sell you for $50,000, $55,000, because you don't tell them they have to bill it out after you sell them a hollow spot. Listen, people, watch this.
College apartment or something like that. There's no light that comes in from the outside, really. So that part might feel a little claustrophobic, but it's actually quite quite open and airy.
These are a few of the rooms.
There's several bedrooms, bathrooms, a media room, extra fuel,
media
and a gun.
Room and extra fluid. Remember, you're gonna need gas, fluid when you're hiding. So you have to have a chiss right there. I shouldn't say chiss, more like a vault to put these in. Take a look at the vault inside, people. What is this? This is a joke. Pay attention.
This actually is set up with a blast valve. So if there's a blast outside, valve. It would equalize. That's part of that system that's up there.
Yes, so you worry about blast, just like they're giving you all these fake wars nowadays to ruffle the feathers of the masses. So you can see the mass is going to worry about war, a bomb threat, or something. That's when they're going to run to the bunker. Pay attention. They got it all wrong. That's not what they got planned. Listen.
That's on top.
California businessman Robert Vecino bought the old army base in 2016.
With an X on it right there, coding for number 6. It's not an accident, people. The same one they give you for the Twitter. Listen.
He's been selling the bunkers ever since. He says people will have to take matters into their own hands during a doomsday.
And take a look at what they show you right here, people, with your fallout. What is this, 3 pyramid? Wow, there you go, man.
Vent.
You know, the government will never tell you anything bad that it doesn't claim to have a solution for.
They're never going to tell you nothing bad that they don't claim they already have a solution for. Sound true. Listen.
If I told you we're going to get hit by an asteroid tomorrow and it's going to take out half the world, you'd flip out.
Hold on. So there you go. There go the deception. This is the reason why he telling you the government don't tell you shit. Because you will flip out. It's a joke. Okay, listen right here, people. So, in order for you to stay away from the supposedly asteroid or meteorite that gonna hit the earth, you're gonna go underground. I wonder how far underground that shit is. No, it's not even underground, people. It's a building. It's a building. They show you where it opened the doors. And he went in there and said, oh, it's actually kind of nice. Now, what kind of shutters on them things you think gonna stop? A meteorite, the one they tell you kill off all the dinosaurs 66 million years ago. It's all bullshit, people. You need to wake your ass up. They will never tell you the truth about the destruction of this earth. They're giving you all fantasy. You bury your mind in that and you sleep on the real deal. Watch this.
The entire audience would go out in the street screaming right now.
Yes. Vecino has bunkers around the country.
That's what they call an Armageddon. Yes, when everybody running and screaming, when the government say, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have no solution this time. You're just gonna die. That's what they got planned, people. Listen here.
He says can comfortably house 5,000 people. He encourages members
what
of
What is these? What is these, people? You have this sitting right here and you worry about a meteorite? Wow, and where you at? Where do you sleep? Underneath? In the ground? Come on, man.
Community to stockpile a year's worth of food and fuel.
There you go, people. That's what they want you to do. Stack fuel when they... Listen to me, man. You have to understand this. They have the fuel and they have the gas, supposedly. Not the... I should say gas and electric that they're battling with right now. Because they claim that it's the end of one era and the next era gonna just cover it up. You understand what I'm saying? So the electric gonna cover up the gas era. And if you show... If you look what they're showing you right here with these bunkers... They're still in the last era, the era that they're trying to get rid of. If you understand what I'm saying, people. Now, they can store all they want right there. When the government ready to kill them, they're not gonna know. They're gonna wait on the government to tell them when to go in these bunkers. Because there they go right there. They're not on the ground. They're standing right there and they only can show you one. They show you solar panel right there. And then they show you the building right here that they're going to go in. So one building. I don't know how they set it up because they only show one. But they're trying to show you that they have all of these set up just like this. Where you just walk in. Can this stop a supposed meteorite that they talk about? I think not. Can that stop a supposed earthquake? No. Now, tell me now, they expect a tsunami right here in South Dakota? There is going to be a tsunami? I tell you, people, it's just a trick. All of what they're telling you right now is taking you far away from the truth of what they got prepared for you. How they're going to end this earth? They don't want to give you that idea, not even close. I'm going to show you what they might do to you. Maybe not have the exact, you know, thing that they have on the board, like in point a finger at it exactly, because they have a few of them. And basically, if they put them together, they can get the destruction of the masses in plain sight without nobody noticing. A matter of fact, it's already happening. Move. First of all, this is what they can possibly use. Even though, you know, you pass through it already, you feel like, yeah, well, you know, we probably over that type of thing. No, it's the beginning. You have to understand that. So with them already give you a pandemic with the COVID, that's just the gate open for them to bring something huge, way, way bigger than a supposed be COVID as you know it. You have to understand this, people. And once they get you in scare mode, once the fear tactics work, they can destroy you. Now you can have an apocalypse right there. The destruction of mankind is lurking. They're never going to tell you what it really is. Now this is one that they tell you they got the solution for. Do you got it? So yes, they already have you right where they want you. All they have to do, ring the bell again, tell you about a new virus that once you get it, you're gonna die or you're gonna go into certain, you know, cardiac arrest or something that's gonna stop your heart from beating or something. Get the masses in panic mode and they can have the remedy waiting for you. They prove it that it's gonna work. Any supposedly, you know, big thing come out is out of your hands. So yes, they're gonna come forth and say, listen, we got this. Just do what we tell you to do. And we pass it over just like we did with the supposed COVID-19. Do you get it? They show you, hey, we stop the spread and we slow it down and then we can say, hey, the end of the pandemic is here. So that means they tell you they're successful and you believe it. So what happened when they take this to a higher level? The mass is going to buy in 100% with the supposed hoping that they're going to get the same result, the end of a pandemic, with them injecting everybody. But you don't get it. It's the beginning of the end when you see them do this. So pay attention to what might cause the supposedly end of the earth or end of the world. Apocalypse shit. Listen.
This holiday weekend, tonight, COVID and flu are also on the move.
There you go.
The CDC releasing this new map showing very high flu-like.
Yes, and easy as that, they can just show you a map. Put some in red, put some of it in blue, green, orange and all, and show you where the most supposedly where the virus is spreading or where the virus is more potent, where a supposedly new variant come out, break out. This is how they're going to do it, people. So this is part of what they can use to end the world with a solution. They give you this, yes, you heal, then they have the solution right there for you. Listen.
Illness levels across the South, with activity trending up in the Midwest and Northeast.
There you go.
Officials trending believe up. RSV cases have peaked for the season.
There you go. Peak because of what? Yes, they have the supposed shot waiting for you. So they're going to tell you these things peak. So now you need to go get the supposed precautions to save you. That's a big plan, people. The order of the chaos in full effect. This is how they do it. Listen.
He says weekly flu hospital admissions are increasing. COVID cases are also rising across the country. That's keeping medical teams busy, like there at Chicago's Northwestern Memorial.
Are you in there with a camera? Are they record it and send it to the news to show you what they're doing in there, but they're not going to show you the patients that they overwhelm with? The people's that sick, let's see.
Hospital.
This is influenza, right?
Look, just them alone post up, people. Giving interview with their face tied up and their mouth. Why did you trust them? Like I said, this is part of the end times. Right here, they're going to give you. Because what? The medical industry is a part of it, 100% in. And if you didn't see it, if they didn't show their hands in the pandemic, and you can't see it, you're in trouble. If you can't see that they show their hands, you're in trouble. The medical industry is going to be a part of the apocalypse. Not a damn volcano. Do you get it? Not a meteorite. Listen.
Salah works in the ICU.
Mm-hmm. What goes through your mind when you see those cases climbing? Mm-hmm. We have to be prepared for...
How did he see those cases rising again? How did he see it? He got it from the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. You hear that? These are the people who control your whole life when it comes to sickness. They have to make sure you're sick, and they're going to sit right there with the remedy waiting for you. If they want you to take certain medication in your body that going to destroy you later, all they have to do is ring the alarm about some sickness and bam.
Ongoing, more cases that need life
there
support in the ICU.
Look at them.
Where
is the patient, people? Where is the patient? You just see doctors. Wow, you can't get
back
it.
Back in October, mm-hmm. beds like these were filled with patients dealing with a range of issues. But mm-hmm. now, just before Christmas, the mm-hmm. hospital says the majority of patients in this ICU mm-hmm. are dealing with respiratory illnesses.
There you go.
With masks and social distancing largely gone, Dr. Salah says we're looking at a new kind of holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Have this, I guess, a cornucopia of all these viruses that we had mm-hmm. known before that have come back.
And yeah, that's people. Bam! He mentioned these viruses that we even know before came back. I already told you. Every chance they get, they're going to show you that something spike. All of these things spike up ever since they start issuing the shot. You in denial? Only if you take it. The only way you in denial, if you already juiced up. But the people didn't juiced up, they see the whole thing. Ever since people get shot up, all of these supposed to be viruses back. Some new ones and all the old ones come back and they surface. What happened? Told you not to take that wicked chemical in your body.
The COVID we were dealing with before.
This winter mix bringing a reminder to protect yourself mm-hmm. and others.
Yes.
Set yourself up for success mm-hmm. getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Wear your mask, wash your hands, avoid touching uh-huh. your eyes and, uh-huh. and nose and mouth.
There you go, people. There go the solution, which is the damn destruction for the masses. That's what they do. Remember, I already told you they could never prove this shit until they start juicing up everybody. Now everybody's sick. Move.
Let's begin this morning with some new steps to address the growing crisis at the southern border, where the flow of asylum seekers shows little signs.
Now, this is another thing right here you need to pay attention to. With them moving all the people across the world into one region. You have to understand that. I don't know what they tell them in these areas for them to want to move away. All of them heading towards Babylon. Not good. It's part of the way to destroy a lot of people at once. You got it? Okay, so they have a lot of people scattered out all over the world. Now is the time for them to bring them all into one area where it's easy for them to be destroyed. Pay attention here and I'm going to show you what can be the apocalypse. Listen.
Slowing down and mm-hmm. officials expect thousands more soon.
Look at all these people.
A new caravan heads mm-hmm. north, hoping to reach the U.S.
Here we go again, people. A new caravan again. And they're hoping to reach where? The U.S. Now, they have some other people from another side. Their goal is to reach Europe. France and Italy and, I don't know, Greece, all of these places. That's where their destination is. And they're also running from them countries that way out. So if you understand what I'm saying, people, it's harder to kill people when they scatter out. No lie. If they bring them all in one region, which is Babylon, it's easy for them to be destroyed. I already told you, that's where Babylon, that's where the end of the world gonna begin. In Babylon. And they're setting it up right now for the masses. All roads lead to Babylon. I don't know what they're telling them, but they're buying it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexico's president yesterday. Mm-hmm. Christina Ruffini has more from Washington. Christina, mm-hmm. good morning. Let me ask you, are there any signs of progress?
Mm-hmm. What's progress?
Good morning, Vlad. Well, following the meeting, a senior administration official said progress is being made, but that mm-hmm. this isn't a problem the U.S. and Mexico can solve on their own, mm-hmm. and that most of this meeting focused on work the two can do in the region together. Migrant crossings are multiplying.
Take a look at these right here, people. With people coming through fences. What is this right here? Like I say, it's not a secret anymore, basically, as far as what's going on in America. It's not a safe haven, people. Sorry for being the one to break it to you. America is not a safe haven. A matter of fact, if you can go back and check, the most heinous crime happened in America. The strangest things in the world happens in America. I don't care what you say. All the worst thing that could happen in the world, the most despicable crime that you ever see committed, the most low down crime, all of them things happen in America. The most disrespect to humanity, all of them things happens in America. So you tell me, people, what happened in your country making you run there? What happened? It's a trick. It's a 100% trick. And they're setting you up for the kill. So like I say, the destruction gonna happen in Babylon. They're loading up as much people all over the world as they can to pile them up in these regions. And then they can start the destruction, the depopulation of the masses. And I show you videos where a lot of these supposed migrants get caught up in the destruction of Babylon. Some of them, they say, die in wildfire. They have this winter coming up blast, and they have all these people, this immigrant that they scatter out all over America in these coal cities. You have to understand, before this supposed winter over, best remember the mag tell you, they're going to have a wicked freeze come to America. Most of those people going to die. Where they're from, most of them, they never see this kind of cold. Now they're entering into America where they have frigid cold, even below zero weather. In some places, you could be snowed out for weeks. And these people don't live nowhere because they're basically homeless. They're showing you people killing all these homeless people all over the world now. All over America, I should say, because I didn't hear nothing like that over the world for say. But in America, they tell you in California, all these homeless people just dying. People, you know, dedicate themselves to kill them, which is bullshit. No, it's the government that's killing them. You have to understand that they find ways to kill them. Sometimes homeless people just disappear. You promise them something, show them something, and they're gone. What do you think? You're going to see them again? And that's the same position the immigrants or these migrants going to end up in. Yes, more than 85% of them going to be homeless, living just like the Americans them right now in Babylon. So you're putting more pressure on the city and everything. So that's what they're going to use to tell you everything crash. Babylon is going down. Listen.
Migrant crossings are multiplying at the southern border, mm-hmm. reaching record levels.
Mm-hmm.
How to address it was why the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security traveled to Mexico Wednesday mm-hmm. for more than 2 hours of talks with President Andres Manuel López Obrador.
Yes, they're going to supposedly have talks and playing around with the dumb masses using the news and the media. They're not doing shit. This is what they plan. Put up these fake barriers to show you that they don't want the immigrants here, and they're going to show you again the immigrants coming in anyways. They're just playing with the dumb masses. Like I say, this is part of the masses, the worldwide destruction they got prepared for them. Something that you can call apocalypse. This is what they do, and they're going to use it in politics, and the masses going to buy into it. Move.
ABC News National Security and Defense Analyst Mick Mulroy joins me now for more on this. So, Mick, Iranian officials vowing revenge after an Israeli airstrike in Syria reportedly killed a top Iranian general.
Do you hear this, people? This is what you're going to mostly see now in these times. Yes, World War IV break out. They already give you World War III with the invasion of supposedly Ukraine. So pay attention here, people. They're going to tell you the Middle East break out in war from every angle. Then they're going to tell you America and them got to be involved. Just listen. This is part of the worldwide chaos, what I tell you about, with them moving everybody closer to Babylon. So guess what, people? Whenever they tell you anything break out in the Middle East, they're going to show you millions of them piling on in America, Canada, England, and all those places. Just remember. Remember, you've seen that happen with Afghanistan. You see that with Iraq. All of these places. You see that with Libya. All of them from the Middle East. So they're going to show you war break out there. And then they're going to have all these people piling up in Babylon, where it's easy to kill everybody at once.
Behind arming proxy groups in the region. How concerning is that?
So, Alexis, it is to be expected. This individual was head of what's called Unit 2250, which, as you say, was in charge of all logistics in Syria, which was a very substantial part of their efforts. Mm-hmm. And he was very close to Qasem Soleimani, the former head of Quds Force that we killed in Iraq. So this individual was very close to the Iranian leadership, and they will undoubtedly respond to it. I don't know what it'll
be. So there you go, people. Yes, they're going to respond to it because he's important. But yeah, people, there you go. You're going to have a breakout, supposedly, in the Middle East. All of these countries going back and forth fighting. And then they have all these people loose. Wanted somewhere to live. They're going to end up in Babylon. Like I tell you, pile them up. All the people pile up in one place. Easy for the destruction to happen.
But it'll probably be substantial. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're directing all their proxies to attack the United States in both Syria and Iraq already. So this is something that was expected, but certainly Israel took off somebody off the battlefield who was responsible for a lot of the attacks against Israel from Syria.
There you go.
So the Israeli defense minister says the country is under attack from seven different sectors. What kind of challenge?
Mention seven again. Notice how much coding they give you with the number seven. All coding, people, because I already told you the news is the basic TV they set up for the masses to basically take things in that they, you know, they figure, hey, if we fix your mind up or your brain up like this, when we give you certain things, you will understand it. We don't even have to tell you what the agenda is. You're just going to understand it the way we want you to. That's why they have the news and these people that they interview on there. You know this? They just can't tell you something. They have to have somebody, an expert or somebody, to come elaborate on the subject. Because they want you to believe it. That's just how it is, people. Nothing is real about TV. And then, now that you know that the wars is on, all of these things, the Red Sea, all of these things going on, yes, you can understand why the destruction is happening. Shorting of goods, all kind of shit comes with these Middle East problems. You have to understand. Is part of the destruction of the masses. Move.
Does this pose to Israel? And what does this mean for the trajectory of the war?
So this was something I think the United States predicted, and it's why we've seen so many of our military assets move to the region, to include those two aircraft carrier strike groups that were moved to the eastern Mediterranean. This is so that if this war expands substantially, and as you said, they're already being attacked.
Look at this right here, people. I guess they're showing you a footage of it. While they're being attacked. Listen.
Directions.
There you go.
But both of those are indirect and sporadic. If it was a concerted effort.
Where they get these footage from, people, and who taking these? Walking behind the soldier with a camera while they're going on a mission? This is a joke, and they walk into the mission? Huh. Where they walk into, people? It's a joke, man. I already told you nothing is real about
to
these
actually
things. Nothing.
If they invade Israel, then the United States is there to support them. Not with ground.
Watch this right here, people. Pay attention. This is what they're shooting at right there. Look like a damn chimney hole. Pay attention. That's what they're shooting. Look.
Israel, then look. The United States is there.
And then boom, you see a flash of light, and then you see smoke. Is that real? Wow, unbelievable. Like I say, they're telling lie to your damn vision using these screens. That's what our problem is, people. We believe in screens, and that's what they use to sell us all this fakery. Look.
Support them.
forces. Israelis have plenty of ground forces, but air and basically offshore military assets that can deliver fire onto targets to assist them. So that is one of the reasons why the United States did this. They obviously don't want
it. Yes, we know why everything happened. It's for the destruction of the masses. All these rumors of war. You have to understand that, people. War don't necessarily mean that these people doing what they tell you they're doing. That the invasion of Ukraine and the supposedly invasion of Israel and now this supposedly, you know, retaliation and all these things, all of it is fakery. Like I don't tell you, they find a way to disrupt the people in the name of a war. You know what we call that? Rumors of war. And then they get their agenda across. Bam.
Time we have, I have to ask
now
about
take a look at this right here, people. Before the supposed interview kick in. Because remember, this is how they do the news, I just tell you. They keep bringing people, supposed experts. But pay attention, go back. Open AI. You see that right there? This is what they use for this, for the logo. With the pentagram in the middle right there, people. And what is this? It's showing you there's no way out of the destruction. You see? Anywhere you're trapped in those black spaces, no way out. That's why they show you that shit with the Pentagon in the middle. It's a damn coding of how they have the masses trapped right here. Your brain is trapped in a box. And you are so trapped here in hurt. You have to understand that. So pay attention with the open AI. Watch this.
The time we have, I have to ask about this headline that's generating a whole lot of interest right now. We are tracking reports that a robot attacked a Tesla engineer at a factory in Texas.
You hear that, people? Do you hear that? A robot attacked a Tesla worker in one of those factories in Texas. Do you hear that? Now, listen to this, people, because this is part of what we tell you could happen in the apocalypse. Now, what you need to understand, there is no computer system that act on this own. You have to understand this, and then I'm gonna done the video. Okay, listen to me again. All computer system use chips. Now, what is a chip? It's something that you program to make a brain for that computer. Okay, so your cell phone have the damn chip. The chip is programmed to do a certain things. It can't do more than what it's programmed to do. Now listen to me. When you go in an airplane with a cell phone, the capability of that cell phone only can give you internet on the ground. Can't give you it in a plane. It's too far away from the towers. Why not? Give you a cell phone with a signal strong enough to get to those towers on the ground when you're in a plane. They don't do that. So what you have to understand, the cell phone capability is what it can do. That's what it can do. Can't do more. You get what I'm saying here? Okay. So yes, you're not going to be cruising altitude, distance on the ground in a plane and get signal from the damn ground. Okay, now the plane got that capability. They got an antenna that they can use to reach that signal and then they can sell your Wi-Fi on board. Do you get what I'm saying? So listen, the phone have a capability, the plane have a capability, all that. Can't do more than what it was capability, what it capable of doing. So listen, you're never going to have this glitch. You're never going to have a glitch where you actually can get cell phone coverage 30 something feet up in the air. Do you get what I'm saying here? Okay, that means the ability to do certain things and it can't go over that. So what makes you think you can program a robot to do some things and then it can go out of board and do something completely different from what was programming that Intel in the chip? Huh? can happen. So yes, the Siri that you ask question and it retaliating and all of that was programmed in it. Do you know that? Now listen this. Before they can create a Siri, they have to give you internet. They gotta give you something for you to dance around it and play around with. And then now they learn you. So guess what? They put a chip in the Siri system. It's a chip running it from anywhere it's at. They're running it basically by program and that be like it. They can ask this question and say, how do you do? They can ask the time. All of these things was already programmed in it. Do you get what I'm saying? So it got those answers. Now, because they know about conspiracy theories and all these things, and they know what the world is now. Yes, when you ask a series certain things about New World Order and some things, they make it react in the way it react. It make it give you a response to that. Whenever it hears certain things, the algorithms kick in, and it gonna give you a certain thing for an answer. Do you get what I'm saying? So therefore, no robot can get out of control and choke out a man. He's there to put on a door on a car or put in the engine, slap in some engine mount, put in the seats. He can't get out of hand and choke the man. Now, if you tell me that the man go in the reach of the supposedly robot, go in the reach of the robot, and then the robot trying to do the job and you put your neck under there and the robot choke you, I understand. But listen to me, people. I mentioned that the beast system is coming to those supposedly technology. Yes, it's the beast behind it. Now listen what they're doing here. They're going to use robotic things to kill you. It's already something that program in it. So listen, just put this in a bag like this. If the robot choke him, they program the robot to choke somebody. You get it? Now listen something that you might not know. So say for instance, they have these robot arms and they're slapping in things and they can set up something in it where he could hear a word and it change. You get what I'm saying? It could be some words that trigger it off saying in a certain way. Saying a word in a certain way or say a sentence in a certain way will get the robot to change. Reaction, that's they can do that. They can say if you say something to the robot that's supposed to be mean or whatever, now the robot can choke you. They can program that in there. Do you get what I'm saying? Anything that the robot do is something that's in the algorithm. You have a self-driving car and all these things, they work off sensors. So the sensor basically give them an idea what's around them, what's the surrounding. So therefore, if a robot go off choking a Tesla worker, that's exactly what the beast want. That's what the beast program in it. Like I tell you, they're the one who behind the wheel.
It digged its metal claws into the engineer's back and arm. Oh, the injury report said that it left a trail of blood. You know, this sounds like a scene.
You see that, people, and they're going to mention it's a scene from a movie. That's how they do you, people. Of course, they give you that scene in a movie already to put it in your subconscious mind that these things can happen. They give you these things about a robot getting out of control, a robot getting off doing these things. All to program your subconscious mind that it can happen. Of course, it's tied to reality. Later on, they're going to give you in the news like they give you right here. And you're going to believe it. It's already planted in there, in your brain, that it can happen.
From Terminator, what are you tracking Terminator. On this story? Should mm-hmm. we be concerned?
Yeah, you know, this happened 2 years ago. The report mm-hmm. just emerged now. Listen, and people. While the image of a robot...
There you go, people. You see what I'll tell you about? Just robot arm supposedly, and they're working off a chip. It got a brain. All of these factories that you see these things, it got a brain, a chip working it. It just can't get out of hand and start choking people unless that's what they want.
On the factory floor, going mm-hmm. rogue and attacking a worker mm-hmm. really is
the stuff of science fiction horror movies,
there you go.
Right?
There you go. You're laughing.
But what the bigger issue here is that you know, advocates for some of the workers and contractors at this factory in Austin say that a lot of different kinds of injuries are going underreported or not.
Yes, because later on, they only want machine to work. The human being can't work alongside the machines anymore because it will go off and choke, you said, these people. Do you get it? So, yes, you're working in a factory and you got a little job over there and the robot doing these over here. Yes, you kind of spook now when you see this. Makes you don't want to work with the robot. And guess what? The robot is there to stay. So who is going to go home? It's you. So this is how they do it. And none of these tech companies, supposedly Tesla, that's another tech company, supposedly making these cars with new technology. So guess what? They don't need human beings for none of those jobs, people. They don't. The new world is here already. They're done with human beings doing these work. All robots. So they can tell you that the robot kill a man or choke a man or scratch him up or whatever, just to get the people, the human beings, to stop working alongside robots. Listen.
...reported at all at this factory. And so there's investigations that are now trying to uncover, okay, so now we know that this automated worker, basically this robot that was used on the factory floor to move pieces of the car, pieces of aluminum, malfunctioned and attacked...
She wanna laugh, people. She wanna laugh. A robot that control picking up metal and aluminum... And that's the one that choke him or strangle him. This bullshit, people. You need to wake your ass up. Like I say, they can even program those robots to attack people. Remember this, and then they're going to tell you they're actually doing it on their own. But like I tell you, people, all of this technology is for your destruction. Why you think they put it there? Everything smart, people. Wow, you don't get it. A smart TV... A smart fridge, smart car, smart home. Everything is now smart. What gonna happen, people? You got a smart faucet in your damn kitchen. Wow, you got a smart bulb. That's what the LED is, people. You got a chip in it. Taking data. Unbelievable. Do you have a smart monitor in your body? Monitor in your sleep and all of these things? Yes, they got them. Everything now is working by devices. So there you go. You leave the world up to the supposed AI algorithms. So what gonna happen to you now, people? Now that they already showing you that these things is happening after you're gone deep, deep in it now. The world is technologized now, people. That's it. Everything is smart. Everything use electric. Everything got a supposed chip. What gonna happen to the human beings? Yeah? Please tell me. Okay, so now you understand. You can't hide from the apocalypse for real. These are what they got planned. And these are what the apocalypse title. All of these supposedly technology that you're taking in. Tied to the apocalypse. And if you're gonna hide in a supposedly bunker. What do you think the mass is gonna take with them? Technology. They need the technology, people. All these things that they're showing you, movies and all, they show you whenever the mass is in difficulties is the only thing that can save them. AI and technology. You need phone signal because you lost. You got to navigate back to somewhere. All of it connect to technology, people. That's the reason why they tell you it can destroy you, but they're telling you the only reason why they tell you it can destroy you is because it can malfunction, but nothing malfunction, all by design. Remember, the chip is there already programmed, so there's no coincidence, no accident, it's them doing it. Yes, another mag, bam, Thursday podcast, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. And I'm going to say this, people, because there's a strange thing that happened with a YouTube channel that I have for years. So I used to have a channel in 2020 and the pandemic on. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of channels. What was pop them time. One of them was a Bitter Truth official channel. One day I'm there and I noticed that it say, I see a message come up from one of my channel that already gone. Like, it said, I got a video taken down. I keep looking at it like, what the hell they talking about? It's a whole channel. I mean, I'm not even getting message from these emails anymore. What's going on? Why would they just show this message up? But I thought it was the new bit of truth, the one that they just took with the 14,000 people, but it wasn't. It was a whole bit of truth from the pandemic, like I mentioned, 2020, and the channel come back. They told me about a video was taken down from the last bit of truth, and they're talking about that channel that was already taken down. So I'm like, why would you tell me a video taken down so I go check to see what's going on? So I hit change account, and then the old bit of truth come back from 2020, people. What happened with the old videos that I was doing on the pandemic? And have a video on it, the last video that I put up on it, with 900 views and so on. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on from 3 years ago? So that mean I didn't mistakenly lost the channel. The channel did taken down. It did gone. If now the views gonna go up to more than 1,000 on the video that was there 3 years ago, where's the channel was? Where was the channel? YouTube playing these games. They give me back the whole channel, people, with some of those videos that was banned. Because remember, when they take that channel down and I'm reposting these videos, they keep getting my channel taken down over and over and over again. So what happened, people? How did that happen? They bring back a channel from 3 years ago. And if you go on the channel and watch it, all those videos is what they banned me for. I don't believe it, people. It's something that shocked me till today. It happened yesterday or the day before, and I'm like, what happened? How did the channel just come back? YouTube playing games here. So you take the channel, let it suspended for 3 years. That's why I'm looking at it like 2020. Think about 2020. I'm start watching some of the videos that was on the channel, and I'm telling them what's going to happen to them. Never miss a beat, people. No lie. So I'm looking at it like, why did they do that? And I'm thinking about it like they said, the pandemic is over, man. And I'm thinking about it like, okay, well, that could be a reason. 3 years ago, I couldn't say those things because they was on a mission of bringing the people the fucking shot, man. Can you believe it that I'm that powerful? Now listen, people, it's real. So listen, the channel taken down because the pandemic is on and everything that I'm saying is truth. So they leave it until it... Remember, I mentioned it, that where's the channel, where the channel go? I didn't get a strike. The channel just disappear. The bitter truth channel just disappear and I didn't do nothing. Like, what happened? You just take the channel, you strike one video, and you take the whole channel with no strike. So now they bring back the channel when the pandemic is over. Can you believe it, people? At the time when I'm telling the people, listen, the mask is a test run for the vaccine. Can you believe it, people? I'm telling the people, listen, because you accept the mask, they're going to let you accept the vaccine. Don't accept the mask. That means you're trying to stop the supposed spread when you wear the mask. And that's what they tell you it's there for. So now when they bring in the vaccine, you're going to also take that measure to stop the spread. Those things would be important for the masses to hear back then, people. So they take down the channel for no reason and then they put it back. When the pandemic is over, job well done. They already did it, so they put the channel back. With 18,000 people. That shit shot me up to today, people. Why they do that? Unbelievable. Like I say, I'm on the run, people. Catch you in the next podcast. I'm gone.